te hiku o te ika, whakarongo tonu mai.
Ai, tēnā no koutou e whakarongo mena. A ke konei tāku kai korero a Mary Ann Aker, kamutu e hoa mohia pāhiana, a nui ngā koutou e konei, a kamutu ko te korero eia a, ki ngā tāngata e maua nei tēnei āhuatanga e karangangi ana puruana te hau. Kamutu e hoa mā. A ke konei Mary Ann Baker. Kia ora Mary Ann.
Kia ora girly, yes that's right. We're going to talk about today the inhalers for asthma as a follow on from last week. And we're down actually with Ngāti Ine Health in Hikurangi doing Wahine Day, Wellness for Women. And amongst that at this time is the asthma pump. But as we said, if I just go through the preventers, you will recognise these pumps as for asthma. And maybe next week we'll talk about the COPD, that's constructive, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or emphysema. Not inhalers for those, just for asthma. So they're totally different. So if you hear people, if I know the names of these, then we're well on the way to know a difference. So when you get asthma, girly, the preventers are always given out. These are the names of some of them that are used as preventers. First line, first up, Beclizone, WAR, QBAR, which is a newer one, but both Beclomethasone, Pulmicort, Turbuhaler, or Flowair. There's also the common ones, everyone knows the orange ones, like you talked about last week, girly, Flixitide, and there's a Flixitide Exuhaler. Now, if they aren't usually working, they can go up to some of these, like the once-a-day one on television, Brio Ellipta, that's the only one, asthma. There's Veneer as well, which does other things, like help prevent as well. And Symbicort Turbuhaler, which is both a preventer and a treatment. Because remember, when you're preventing and you do have an attack and can't breathe, unless it's Veneer or Symbicort, they don't usually work. You actually need what they say is a short-acting symptom controller, such as Respigen, some people know, Salamol in the old days, Celea, and Ventolin. Those four puffs are all the same, full salbutamol, but different brands. Ventolin, we all know, has to be paid an extra $4.20. And these may be also used with sometimes on breeze, a breeze haler, or Metarol. We were told in our studies that Cerevent is not given at all in asthma because it's long-acting and hides the symptoms of an attack and can be very dangerous. So those are all the ones for asthma. Anything else is normally for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So we'll stick to those, purely.
Yep.
And I just want the whānau to know that at this time as well, the people are usually still using the orange puffers right until October to try and prevent asthma coming on. But when they do come on, it's those Respigen or Symbicort that are used in veneers. Symbicort, they have what they call a smart plan, and that's very effective. If you're not on a smart plan with Symbicort, you have it twice a day with a Ventolin or Respigen. Mm. So those are the main things to remember. And as you say, the reo in itself is like a ball huffing and puffing, and that's exactly what happens. But don't hesitate. If you get an asthma attack, straight to the hospital, dial 111 if they're not responding to their Ventolin or Symbicort. It's very dangerous, and you can conk out in half an hour, 20 minutes to half an hour.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That seems to be quite interesting with the inhalers, you know. And Mary Ann, I seem to think that a lot of us, when it's on the inhalers, is learning how to handle it and what's it for with the different colours of the inhalers, eh?
Yes, well, the colours used to be the thing, not now, because a lot of the treatments are coming out in the same colours. But with the preventers and the inhalers, it is best, especially for children and even the elderly, or really anybody, you should be using them via a spacer. Mm. You usually get a free e-chamber spacer. They're the new ones. They don't have to be primed. That means you don't have to squirt 6 puffs of your medicine into it before you use it, unless the hospital gives you one, because they've still got old stock, the old regime. But with a spacer, it makes a little globule finer to go down into the chest, the lungs and that, and works better. You just have to wash them now and then. And that's why, really, you're paying more for the Ventolin. You don't have to look after it as much as the others. And it also doesn't have alcohol in it. And a lot of people say it tastes nice compared to the others. But, yes, those inhalers to prevent the asthma attack on a regular basis is needed. Best with the device, as we say, a spacer. And then you need to be there for that shortness of breath, especially on a Brio in the morning, to prevent you top it up with a real McCoy, stop, you know, the breath being snorted. And that is also with a spacer. Obviously, you can't use a spacer if you've got the tube you have, because they're already fine. But they're got little numbers on the sides and on the exhalers that let you know when you're running out, because it's so fine when you suck it in. You breathe out first, even with a puffer or through a spacer. Breathe all your bad air out first, and then you suck it in like that. Yes, and that's sometimes with those super inhalers, they can't even feel it because it's so fine, the dust, the powder. Yes, yes. Remember, we're talking about those used for asthma, not those puffers used for COPD or emphysema. We'll do that next week, girlie, if that's all right, so we don't confuse the two.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Right. So okay. If you're on something other than that for asthma, ask your doctor, because what are you taking it for? Is it asthma or emphysema or COPD?
Okay. Lovely.
Kia
ora.
Girlie. My pizza.
Thank you.
Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika, iwa te kaumā whetu ira tahi te iariri.